Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. More than 140 years ago, on August 30th, 1869, six men in two wooden boats emerged into open country from the high cliffs and rough waters of the Grand Canyon. They were blackened, bearded, emaciated, in rags, and down to their last stash of moldy flour. They were lucky to be alive. 3 months earlier, Major John Wesley Powell and his crew of nine men had put into the Green River in Wyoming with gear and supplies sufficient for 10 months. The aim of the expedition was to explore and map the canyons of the Green and Colorado Rivers, which ran through the heart of Utah and the last uncharted lands in the continental United States. This was not a government expedition, but the personal passion of Major Powell, a one-armed Civil War veteran from Illinois and geology professor inspired by the promise of scientific discovery. Powell knew the trip would be dangerous, for rumors and Indian reports told of inaccessible canyons and raging water. He estimated the route to be about 300 miles long, but instead found the river ran more than 1,000 miles through a chain of majestic red rock canyons up to 6,000 feet deep and was as uncrossable and unrunnable as advertised. The party found trouble early on, with rapids taking one boat and most of their supplies. Fearful of losing their remaining food, not to mention their lives, they portaged where possible, but were forced to run many of the worst rapids. Unknown hazards loomed around every bend, and the crew grew impatient with Powell's scientific research. "We surely will all die if we continue on this journey," they worried, but could not convince Powell to abandon the river. Ultimately deserted by four of his crew, Powell's focus on scientific precision eventually turned to basic survival. Powell did survive that first recorded run down the Colorado River and returned 2 years later to do it again. His surveys were crucial to the scientific study and opening of the region following the Civil War. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank. Visit us online at kcbw.org and click on the Beehive Archive link.